sure to stop by the Clubhouse, the brand new merchandise store located right off Ripken Way at the White Merchandise Tent. The Clubhouse is the official Cal Ripken World Series merchandise store. Get your official roster tees, replica t-shirts, caps, pins, and many more. Fans, the Cal Ripken World Series in Babe Ruth Baseball asks that you please return any foul ball that you collect to the first or third base dugout, where a staff member will gladly trade your lucky catch for an official Cal Ripken World Series high five. As a reminder, no smoking. Smoking is prohibited throughout the Ripken Baseball Complex and the Cal Ripken World Series. We thank you in advance for your cooperation. Ripken Baseball and the Cal Ripken World Series would like to thank MedStar Sports Health for providing on-site trainers for all camps and tournaments this year. We would also like to extend a thank you to the Aberdeen Police and Fire Departments for keeping the Cal Ripken World Series a safe place to play baseball. The World Series would not be as magical as it is without our host families. We would like to thank them for their commitment to delivering an amazing experience the Ripken way. If you see a host family on site, please say thank you and check RipkenBaseball.com to find out how you can become a host family for next year's World Series. Make sure to stop by the photo trailer for incredible field-level action photos and print specials from this year's Cal Ripken World Series. Action photos by the pros. Major League Photos. Are you hungry? What goes better with baseball than SK hot dogs and classic ballpark fare located behind home plate? New this year, visit the Home Plate Express, offering health made fresh options such as salads, wraps, and fruit. And if you have a taste for the grill, head down to the right field corner and visit the Ripken Grill, featuring Roma sausages and grilled classics. We would also like to thank our on-site vendors and welcome them to Cal Senior's Yard in the Cal Ripken World Series. Marucci, Evo Shield, OC Caps, Zeb Sports, Baseball Youth, Safety Tag, and the Green Turtle down the first baseline, and Rawlings over by the batting cages. As a reminder, the final rounds and the Under Armour Futures game will be aired on CBS Sports Network. Check your cable provider for channel listings. Admission is free, so bring the whole family out to see the best 12-year-olds on the planet battle it out for global baseball supremacy.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the Festival at Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
And from Cal Senior's Yard, on the Cal Ripken Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland, 45 minutes north of Baltimore, Maryland. It is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series in the international bracket tonight. It'll be Puerto Rico making their first appearance ever in this World Series against the Dominican Republic. Well, good evening, everybody, with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin. My name is Stu Paul, and we've seen some exciting baseball over the last night and a half, and the game, if you tuned in earlier this afternoon, the Pacific Southwest team of Hanford, California, held on to defeat the New England team from Danbury, Connecticut by a score of 3-2. New England did get a run in the bottom half of the sixth inning to cut the deficit to 3-2, but it was Jovan Hernandez who was at the plate with the tying run, Zapka Demko on third, and one away. Hernandez hit a ground ball to Trace Pierce at third. Pierce just kept his composure, threw on to Gavin Van Groningen at the plate. Demko was out in a 5-2 play. Then the next batter, Justin Salamonte, grounded out, and New England lost a tough game by a score of 3-2, or Salamine, rather. And the Pacific Southwest got all of their runs in the fourth inning off the starting pitcher, Justin Salamine, who did pitch well. But with two outs, he gave up a two-run homer to Vince Rango, who had finished the game by hurling two innings of scoreless baseball in relief, and then a solo blast by the starting pitcher, Matthew Aguirre. A line shot over the wall in left field made it a 3-0 lead, so both men involved in the pitching for the Pacific Southwest team had definitely contributed to the winning cause. Well, Puerto Rico playing for the first time in this World Series against the Dominican Republic, and these two countries have been known to be hotbeds for baseball. Puerto Rico having probably their biggest star in the late, great Roberto Clemente, who played for the Pittsburgh Pirates from 1955 through 1972. As many of you longtime fans remember, he sadly died in a plane crash on New Year's Eve, December 31st, 1972, delivering supplies to earthquake victims in Nicaragua, and unfortunately it was an old plane. The plane never made it to Nicaragua. They never found Roberto Clemente's body, passing away at the age of 38. He received his 3,000th and final hit in September of 1972 against John Matlack of the New York Mets at Three River Stadium in Pittsburgh. 3,000 hits, but sadly it would turn out to be the last hit that Clemente would have in his major league career. The Dominican Republic had plenty of great stars like Juan Marichal, the Alou brothers, Felipe, as well as Jesus and Matty Alou, to name a number of them. Vladimir Guerrero was another. David Ortiz, who's had great years with the Boston Red Sox, among the greats from the Dominican Republic. Now the starting lineups had been already exchanged out at home plate, and I will give you the lineups for tonight's game for Puerto Rico. It'll be Jorge Barreto at second base to lead things off. Oriol Mendoza will be in left field. He'll bat second. Yan Luis Ortiz will be in right field. He'll bat third. Angel Aranis will be catching. He'll bat cleanup. Donnell Wilson at first base will bat fifth. Jediel Rodriguez, the pitcher, will bat sixth. John Marcano at third base will hit seventh. Yamil Munoz in center field hitting eighth. And Brian Cruz, the shortstop, will bat ninth. And Puerto Rico has opted not to go with the extra hitter. They will stay with nine players instead. For the Dominican Republic, it'll be Justin Portes, the pitcher, to lead things off. Joshua De Los Santos will be at shortstop. He'll bat second. Edwin Perez in right field batting third. John Ferreira at third base hitting cleanup. Luis Ibar in center field hitting fifth. Darwin Ruiz, the catcher, will bat in the number six slot. Luis Quintones, the extra hitter, batting seventh. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, Oscar De Los Santos. George Matos, the first baseman, batting ninth, with Jose Vargas, the second baseman, batting tenth. So one by one, the players are being introduced. First, it is the Dominican Republic, and then you'll have Puerto Rico coming up. Why don't we do is take a break, and we will have the national anthem as well as the code of conduct when we return. And you are listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer.
Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Today we do have scores. Earlier today it was Korea over New Zealand 10-0, Japan over Connecticut 11-1, Denver over Homewood, Illinois 12-5, and Australia defeated Mexico 6-2. Now our national anthem and the code of conduct. And the three national anthems.
The Cal Ripken Division of the Babe Ruth League stresses sportsmanship and fair play at all times. Reading the Babe Ruth Sportsmanship Code this evening and representing Puerto Rico is number 25, Darnell Wilson.
Check.
I have to read this? The Sportsmanship Code of Babe Ruth League. I develop a strong, clean, healthy body, mind, and soul. Develop a strong urge for sportsmanlike conduct. Develop understanding of and respect of the rules. Develop courage in defeat, tolerance and modesty in victory. Develop control over emotion and speech. Develop spirit of cooperation and team play. Develop into real, true citizens.
Nice job, Darnell. Fans, there's only one thing left to say. Let's play ball.
Very nice job by the young man, Darnell Wilson of Puerto Rico. The national anthem of three outstanding baseball nations, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, and, of course, the United States. We're here in Aberdeen, Maryland. It is now 8:08 Eastern Time. Wherever you might be listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series, whether it's in Maryland, whether it's in the United States or anywhere around the world, we certainly welcome you to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. And a show of great sportsmanship even before the game, seeing both Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic getting high fives, some outstanding baseball talent, not only in this country, but definitely in Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic as well. As since especially the 50s, when many players from those two countries have come to the United States, and a lot of those players from those two countries, and a few, as I pointed out, came on to develop outstanding major league careers indeed. So the starting pitcher in the games tonight, it'll be Justin Portes taking the mound for the Dominican Republic. And Jadiel Rodriguez will pitch for Puerto Rico, again, their first trip to the Cal Ripken World Series. Other scores, by the way, to pass along to you. I mentioned Australia defeated Mexico 6-2. Game you heard earlier this afternoon on SFNSports.net, Channel 1. It was the Pacific Southwest team of Hartford, California, defeating the New England team of Danbury, Connecticut, 3-2. Prince George's County of Maryland State defeated Little Rock, Arkansas, the team of the Southwest, by a score of 11-3. And right now it's the Dominican Republic taking on Puerto Rico for the final game tonight. And now we're just about set to play ball. And taking the field right now is Puerto Rico. And on the mound is Jadiel Rodriguez. And here's the defense for Puerto Rico. At first base is Darnell Wilson. Playing second base is Jorge Barreto. And playing shortstop is Brian Cruz. And John Burcano is playing at third. Oriel Mendoza in left. Yimiel Munoz is playing center. Yan Luis Ortiz is around in right field. Angel Arruades is behind the plate. And Jadiel Rodriguez is on the mound. And Justin Portes, the pitcher, will lead things off for the Dominican Republic here in the top of the first inning. He'll be followed in the batting order by Joshua De Los Santos and the right fielder, Edwin Perez. So, Jadiel Rodriguez, first trip to state of Maryland, throws a fastball, throws a changeup. Fairly tall youngster. And Puerto Rico in the bright red uniform with blue undershirt, red cap with a blue bill, gray pants, blue and red stirrup socks with the white sanitary socks. And the Dominican Republic with the road blue uniforms trimmed with red undershirt. And they, too, have gray pants. So Justin Portes will lead it off for the Dominican Republic. And this is the first international bracket game here at Cal Senior's Yard for this year. So Jedio Rodriguez doing a little bit of a prayer behind the mound. Tippy is captain's guide. Now putting the cap on, touching the rosin bag as we're getting set to play ball. Justin Portes is a right-hand batter. And now the right-hander winds his first pitch of the ball game. Fastball is taken down low for a ball, and we are underway. And even though it's not completely dark, we have a full moon behind the center field wall. Lights have been turned on. It's been a warm day today, but it's cooled off, and the right-hander Rodriguez winds and deals. And the fastball gets the inside corner taken for a strike, and the count 1-1 on the opposing pitcher, Justin Portes. Now the right-hander winds, and the pitch on the way. And the fastball misses outside, and the count is 2-1. Just underway as Darnell Wilson is next to the bag at 30. Did a nice job with the code of conduct reading. Next to the bag at third, Marcano on the pitch. Swinging a foul ball back and out of play. 2-2 to count. Joswell De Los Santos on deck. Now the pitcher, Jedio Rodriguez, straightening out his socks. And now spreads some dirt. Now steps on the rosin bag, looks in for a sign. His hands are together. Right hand to Wines, and here's the 2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. But the ball gets away from the catcher, Angel Adoratis, and reaching first safely is Portes. So that'll be a wild pitch. And the Dominican Republic has the leadoff man on here in the first inning, and with no one out, the shortstop Joswell De Los Santos will step in. And De Los Santos is a left-hand batter. So De Los Santos digging in as the right-hander Jedio Rodriguez stretches and pitches. Breaking ball is taken down low and off the mitt of the catcher Adoratis, who's had a bit of a tough time so far here in the first inning. And the count is 1-0. Sean Marcano next to the bag at third. The outfield straight away. Now the right-hander comes set. The pitch on the way. Swung on and hit foul behind the plate going toward the netting and out of play. And the count will leave it up at a ball and a strike. We'll have more Cal Ripken World Series action coming your way tomorrow here at Cal Senior's Yard and Nationals Field in the Cal Ripken Complex. I'll get to the schedule in a moment as the right-hander is ready. There goes the runner. And the pitch, ball bunted on and foul off to the third base side. And Yasiel De Los Santos is behind on a 1-2 count. Edwin Perez, the right fielder, is waiting on deck. Now the infield at double play depth. And the runner goes. Pitch is taken for a ball to throw to second. And he is out at second base. Portes did not bother to slide, but a good throw by Enarandes. Right on to the shortstop, Brian Cruz, who tags out Portes. And the play goes 2-6. Pitch was taken for a ball. 2-2 the count, so Portes is caught stealing. Just being a pitcher, he didn't want to hurt his legs. Tried to get in there, but Cruz was there to apply the tag. One down. Now Rodriguez stretches the 2-2 delivery. Breaking ball is low and outside for a ball. 3-2 the count. Number of people who flew in from Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic are here at the game tonight, cheering on their respective countries. And the 3-2 delivery. Low ball 4, and Joswell De Los Santos walks. And how big was that caught stealing play? On Portes, says Jedio Rodriguez issues his first walk, so the Dominican Republic has a base runner again, this time with one away. And the right fielder, Edwin Perez, will step in to hit. Perez is a right-hand batter. Of course, there are a few guys named Perez from Puerto Rico, who made it big in the big leagues. Tony Perez, longtime infielder with the Cincinnati Reds, who also played for the Montreal Expos and the Philadelphia Phillies. And his son, Eduardo Perez. And even though he was born in Cuba, the late Mike Cuellar, who pitched nearby in Baltimore, lived in Puerto Rico for many years. Now the delivery and the breaking ball taken down low in the count 1-0. Bernie Williams, the former New York Yankees center fielder who won four World Series rings in New York, is now a musician. He actually thought about studying for pre-med, but became a ball player instead. The pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1, so some of the guys who played in Puerto Rico. Ed Figueroa, another former big leaguer who pitched for the Yankees and the Angels, became the first 20-game winner in the major leagues, who is from Puerto Rico. Won 20 games for the Yankees in 1976. The outfield straight away, the 1-1. Swing and a miss on the fastball, 1-2 on Perez. Two outs, runner at first. Just underway, the Dominican Republic batting against Puerto Rico's Genio Rodriguez. Well, that's a pretty good fastball so far. Darnell Wilson holding the runner on. Now the stretch and the pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss. And Perez has gone down on strikes. 2 minutes away, so that's the second strikeout for Genio Rodriguez. And now the third baseman, John Ferreira, will step in. Johan Ferreira. Lineup came across as John. Johan Ferreira, right-hand batter, stepping in. The Dominican Republic batting here in the top of the first inning. Near the bag at second, Jorge Barreto. And the delivery, swing and a miss. Boy, now Rodriguez really throwing heat in the count 0-1. Ferreira digging in. Now the right-hander stretches. Rodriguez delivers. Breaking ball swung on and missed. 0-2 the count. On deck, Luis Ibar, the center fielder. Johan Ferreira standing halfway in the batter's box. Holds the bat horizontally. Yasuel De Los Santos on first. He walked in the pitch. Slider taken low and away. A waste pitch, 1-2. Justin Portes, the pitcher for the Dominican Republic, reached after strike three, got away from the catcher, Angel Honoradas, but then Portes was caught stealing on the 2-6 play, and then De Los Santos walked, but then Edward Perez struck out. And now Genio Rodriguez ahead on the bat of Ferreira at 1-2, and now he delivers. Swinging a slow chopper, hit toward third, pounced on by John Marcano. The play to first, and it's in time to Darnell Wilson. Good stretch by Wilson. So the play goes 5-3, and that'll end the top of the first inning. For the Dominican Republic, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. And the score in the middle of the first inning in the final game of today's play of the Cal Ripken World Series from Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland. It's the Dominican Republic, nothing, and Puerto Rico is coming to bat. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
The Dominican Republic is on the field. At first base is George Matos. Jose Vargas is at second. Joshua De Los Santos is at short. And Johan Ferreira is at the hot corner at third. Out in left field, Oscar De Los Santos. Luis Ibar is in center field. Edwin Perez is around at right. Darwin Ruiz is behind the plate. And Justin Portes is on the mound for the Dominican Republic. As I said many times before, one of the real hotbeds for baseball, especially when it comes to developing future professional ball players like a machine gun. So Jorge Barreto, the second baseman, will lead off for Puerto Rico in the bottom half for the first inning. He is a right-hand batter. He'll be followed in the batting order by the left fielder Oriel Mendoza and the right fielder Yan Luis Ortiz. Justin Portes looks in to Darwin Ruiz for the sign. The right-hander winds his first pitch of the game, and it's hit foul to the third base side, going beyond the roof for strike one. Moving in at first is George Matos. Next to the bag at third is Johan Ferreira in the outfield straight away and fairly deep. Barreto digs in with a couple of golf swings, and Portes looks in for the sign. Here's the pitch on the way. Back to a breaking ball taken for a call strike, and it's 0-2. Now Justin Portes ready, and the pitch, swing, and a pop-up to the right side of foul ground, giving it a chance to catcher Ruiz and the first baseman Matos, but neither one of them will have a play. Foul ball, and the count will hold it 0-2. I was friendly with Sandy Guerrero, a coach in the Milwaukee Brewers organization. His dad, the late Epi Guerrero, who passed away early this year, was a longtime scout representing the Toronto Blue Jays, and he signed many players from the Dominican Republic who made it on to the major leagues. One of his star players was George Bell. The pitch, and it misses up high for ball 1-2. If you remember, the Toronto Blue Jays had one of the better outfields in the 80s with Jesse Barfield, Lloyd Mosby, and George Bell. And the pitch, and that just misses outside for a ball, 2-2. They were contenders for a lot of years in the 80s as well as in the early 90s. Toronto winning back-to-back championships in 1992 and 1993, I should say. Now the 2-2 delivery. There's a line shot to center field. That's going to be a base hit, and it gets past the center fielder Ibar, going all the way to the wall. Heading to second is Barreto. He will round second. He'll hold there. And a throw by the center fielder Ibar gets back into the second baseman Jose Vargas. So Barreto leads off the last of the first inning with a double to center. That ball went to the right of Ibar, and then it went past him to the wall, and then he kicked around, bouncing to his left. And by the time he got it back in, Barreto found himself in a scoring position at second base. So on a 2-2 pitch, Barreto leads off the last of the first for Puerto Rico with a double to center. So with no one out, the left fielder Oriel Mendoza steps in, and he'll bat on the left-hand side. It is 215 down the left field line, 263 to the straightaway center, and 205 down the right field line with a very high wall near the right field foul pole. Now to sent by the right-hander Justin Portes. And the pitch that is taken for a strike on the inside corner, nothing and one. Yan Luis Ortiz, the right fielder on deck. In very shallow right field on the grass to second baseman Jose Vargas. Now the pitch and the breaking ball. That misses low and inside. Taken for a ball. 1-1 the count. The shortstop, Joshua De Los Santos, close to the bag at second. Barreto leads away there. Not a big lead. Off the line at third, but halfway in Ferreira. Now a pickoff play at second, not in time, but the throw was dropped by De Los Santos nonetheless, and he races over to hand it to Portes, who went behind the mound. Now, we do have a little discussion out there for a moment on the mound, as George Matos, a little bit of a beefy guy at first base, went out to talk to him. He looks like a linebacker for a kid his age. It's one ball and one strike to Mendoza with Barreto on second and no one out. Now time is called. Darwin Ruiz and Justin Portes hoping to get together on the signs. All week, the best youth baseball players from around the world are playing for a spot in championship weekend. Friday championship weekend coverage kicks off with the U.S. Championship at 5 p.m., followed by the International Championship at 7:30 p.m., then we'll broadcast the World Championship Saturday starting at 6:45. Next pitch is low and inside for a ball, 2-1. You can get the schedule, scores, and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. It's 2-1 on the left fielder Oriel Mendoza with Barreto on second. And no one out. The 2-1 pitch is pulled foul to the right side and out of play. Almost hit the cameraman who's on the field. 2-2 the count. It's gotten a little bit comfortable as it's cooled down a little bit after a fairly warm day here in Aberdeen, Maryland. But as we have been able to experience here all summer, if you've been in Maryland or anywhere in the Northeast, not much humidity. It's been comfortable. The outfield remains straight away. And shortstop De Los Santos on the bag at second. And the pitch of the swing of the best, he struck it out. So Mendoza has Finn for out number one in the bottom of the first inning. So for Justin Portes, that is his first strikeout. Now the right fielder, Yan Luis Ortiz, will step in. And he is on the right-hand side at the batter's box. Open stance, couple of golf swings. Hooked the bat up high and horizontally. The stretch of the pitch. Check swing the slider. And it misses outside for ball one. Even though Jorge Parento is leading away, the shortstop, De Los Santos, actually stepping on the bag at second while the pitcher is in the stretch position. That's Portes. Now the second baseman, Vargas, standing on the bag at second. Pitch is taken for a ball. Delayed steal to throw to third. Not in time. The ball gets away from the third baseman, Ferreira. He chases it down, so Parento steals third base. Two and zero is the count. Now the right-hander comes set in at first. Montos the pitcher. A drive hit deep to left, way back. It is going, going. It is gone. A home run. A two-run homer for Yan Luis Ortiz, who jumps on home plate as his teammates come out to greet him at home plate. Jorge Parento scores ahead of him, and Puerto Rico has jumped out in front to a 2-0 lead in the home half of the first inning. What a shot that was. As soon as it left the bat, no doubt about it, it was long gone. Right onto the grass berm in left field. Still one man away, and the catcher, Angel Anarondes, will step in for Puerto Rico. So they have a 2-0 lead, and Anarondes is a right-hand batter. The infield back deep with Johan Ferreira guarding the line at third. Lined up, and Portes delivers, and the fastball is high and outside. Taken for a ball, it's 1-0. Combined three home runs over the last couple of games, two by the Pacific Southwest, who beat New England in the preceding game 3-2. And Puerto Rico leading the Dominican Republic 2-0. And the pitch going outside off the mid of the catcher, Darwin Ruiz, but no harm, nobody on base, and the count 2-0. It was on a 2-1 pitch, and Yan Luis Ortiz got hold of a fastball, and no doubt about it, hit it over the fence in left field for a two-run shot to give Puerto Rico a 2-0 lead. Outfield remains straight away, and the pitch on the way. Breaking ball, taken below the knees, ball three. So Anarondes is ahead, three balls and no strikes. Two hits in the inning for Puerto Rico off Justin Portes. Both hits really hit hard. The double hit by Barreto to straightaway center, and now the two-run homer by Yan Luis Ortiz here in the first. Now Portes will pick up the rosin bag a couple of times. Wiping the perspiration from his brow, adjusting his cap. Now he puts his hands together after stepping on the rubber. He delivers. Low ball four. Angel Anarondes walks on four pitches. So first walk allowed by Portes. And that'll send the manager for the Dominican Republic, out to the mound to try to settle down the young right-hander, Justin Portes. So Portes getting a little bit snake-bitten in the early going of this ball game. Portes seems to be a little frustrated, kicking some dirt off the rubber. Manuel Andres Jimenez Cruz, the skipper for the Dominican Republic, trying to settle down Portes. Now Darnell Wilson is the batter. Big right-hand batter. Read the code of conduct prior to the game and the stretch. Near the bag at second, Vargas to pitch. Low and outside. It gets away from the catcher, Darwin Ruiz. That'll enable Alvarez to move up to second, and a wild pitch will be charged to the pitcher Portes. Five straight pitchers out of the strike zone after Portes had given up the two-run homer to Yan Luis Ortiz that gave Puerto Rico a 2-0 lead here in the first. Standing on the bag at second, the second baseman Vargas in a 1-0 offering. Fastball high and away. Six consecutive pitches out of the strike zone. And Portes has fallen behind on Darnell Wilson at two balls and no strikes. With Vargas literally stepping on the bag at second, a big hole in the right side of the infield. The shortstop, Jesuel De Los Santos, playing back deep at short. Now the pitch changeup, and that gets the outside corner. Strike call as Portes took something off, 2-1. Jediel Rodriguez, the pitcher, winning on deck. Wilson had stepped out. Now he steps back in. Off the line at first is Matos. Holding his set, the right-hander Portes looks towards second. He deals. Slider missing outside for a ball. 3-1 the count. Yet it's six innings for the 10-run rule. You lead by 10. That ends the game and also a two-hour limit. 3-1 delivery. Outside, ball four. And Darnell Wilson walks on a 3-1 pitch. So Angel Andrades remains at second. Wilson trotting down the first two walks of the inning. And once again, the manager going out to the mound. I'm not sure if he may make a pitching change here, I believe. As it's been an inauspicious start for Justin Portes in the early going of the ball game. Just waiting to see if any changes might be made here. And if they are, I will certainly pass them along to you as soon as I possibly can. And I think there might be a change right now. I see the manager, I believe, motioning to somebody from right field. I think it's Edwin Perez. He didn't know for sure if he was going to be called in or not. So I'll let you know what the changes are. Just not a good start for Justin Portes. As we still await for what's going on right now. Again, I'm trying to do is wait to see how many changes, if more than one, might be made. So we do have a new pitcher. It's Jesuel De Los Santos, who's moved from shortstop to the pitcher's mound. And I'll try to get to see who has gone on to play shortstop as well. So Justin Portes, the starter for the Dominican Republic, recorded only one out. That was the strikeout on Oriel Mendoza. So far, he had been charged with two runs on two hits, walking two, besides the one strikeout and the two men on base of his responsibility. Jesuel De Los Santos is now pitching, and I believe that Justin Portes has moved to short. I'm going to try to confirm that as soon as I possibly can. Looks like that is him now playing at shortstop. And he wears number three. In fact, Rafael Santana, former shortstop with the New York Mets, is from the Dominican Republic as well. So flip-flop with De Los Santos now pitching and Portes playing at shortstop. And Jedeo Rodriguez, the pitcher, steps in for Puerto Rico, and he takes the fastball below the knees, 1-0. So Joshua De Los Santos trying to stop the bleeding here in the bottom of the first inning as Puerto Rico is mounting a threat. They have already scored two runs in the first, leading the Dominican Republic 2-0 and hoping to add more here in the first inning. Matos playing behind the runner, Darnell Wilson on first, leading away at second. Adoratis and the delivery, swing and a foul ball going to the backstop and out of play. 1-1 on Jedeo Rodriguez, the pitcher for Puerto Rico. Outfield deep and straight away. And the second baseman Vargas moving close to the bag at second. Times that pitchers not only will be replaced, but also a number of other defensive moves could be made simultaneously. 1-1 delivery, low and inside for a ball. 2-1 to count. De Los Santos walking back toward the mound. Going behind the rubber, now getting back on the rubber. Working into a stretch position as he toes the rubber. Has the sign. Right-hander stretches. The pitch on the way. Fastball way up high. Ball 3-1. So Joshua De Los Santos is one pitch away from having the bases loaded. Runners lead at first and second. The outfield remains deep and straight away. Ibar near the warning track in center. The next pitch, low and outside. Ball 4 and the bases are loaded. So that will send Angel Anarondes to third. Going to second base, Darnell Wilson and Rodriguez on first. Three consecutive walks issued by Dominican Republic pitching. So with one out, it brings up the third baseman, John Marcano. He has a chance to do some damage. Long fly to the outfield can bring it a run. Infield back deep, hoping for a double play. De Los Santos delivers. Slider is low and away for a ball. 1-0, ball popped out of the mitt of Ruiz. And keep in mind, there is no place to put Marcano, otherwise a run could come in. And the Dominican Republic does not want to fall behind too far too soon as they do trail 2-0 here in the first inning. A two-run homer by Yan Luis Ortiz over the left field wall. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Good fastball away from the right-hand batter. One ball, one strike on the third baseman, John Marcano of Puerto Rico. Marcano digging in. Ben's Anthony's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball away from the right-hand batter. One ball, two strikes to count. And Aranda's on third. Wilson on second. Rodriguez on first. All three of them walk. After the two-run homer by Ortiz here in the first, Puerto Rico leads the Dominican Republic 2-0. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Marcano chased the pitch outside for strike three. Two men out, a big strikeout for Joshua De Los Santos. Two strikeouts in the inning for the Dominican Republic pitching, and now Yamil Munoz, the center fielder, will step in. Marcano just got a little bit over-anxious. Base is still loaded, but now two men away for Puerto Rico in the home half of the first. De Los Santos steals. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike one. That strikeout had to settle down Jaswell De Los Santos a bit. After he walked Jedeo Rodriguez, the opposing pitcher, to load up the bases. He can keep it a 2-0 deficit. Dominican Republic can think of themselves as getting a break. The 0-1 pitch, and it's hit foul to the left side. 0-2. When you have the bases loaded less than two outs, you have a lead. You want to try to build up to that lead as much as you possibly can, especially in the early going of the ball game. And when you play six innings during the Cal Ripken World Series instead of the standard nine innings that you play in professional baseball. The outfield toward the right, the 0-2 pitch. Fastball, high and outside. Take it for ball one. 1-2 the count to Yamil Munoz, the center fielder for Puerto Rico. On deck, the shortstop, Brian Cruz. Runners lead away at every base. With two men out here in the last half of the first inning. Joshua De Los Santos leans in for the sign, the 1-2. Low, and that almost got away from the catcher, Ruiz. He pounced on it, just went right behind him. And the count is even at two balls and two strikes. Now Joshua De Los Santos leaning in for the sign. Munoz stands close to the plate, and the pitch is a drive to deep right center field, but it's playable. To his left, the center fielder Ibar, and he makes the catch, and the ball stuck right in the webbing, right at the top of the webbing. Holds on to the baseball for the outside, retired. Good recovery by Joshua De Los Santos here in the first inning. But Puerto Rico sent eight batters to the plate here in the first inning. They pick up two runs. There were two hits. No errors. Three walks and three left at the end of one. From Aberdeen, Maryland, with the score, Puerto Rico 2, the Dominican Republic nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Inning number two coming up here at Cal Senior's Yard on the Cal Ripken Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland. Stu Paul along with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin. A two-run homer by Yan Luis Ortiz for Puerto Rico, and they lead 2-0. Could have added more, but a good recovery by Joshua De Los Santos when he struck out John Marcano and got Yamil Munoz to fly out to end further threats. Luis Ibar, the center fielder, leads it off in a big swing and a miss. Count 0-1. Good sinking fastball by the bespectacled right-hander Jedio Rodriguez, who's wearing glasses. Tall right-hander toes the mound and looks in to Angel Anderides for the sign. Outfield deep and straight away, and the windup, the 0-1 delivery. Slider. Low and outside for a ball, 1-1. Jedio Rodriguez hurled 17 pitches in the first inning. He had fanned two batters and walking one. Close at third, near the bag is Marcano. Darnell Wilson off the line at first. The windup, the 1-1 pitch, and it swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes. It'll be Luis Ibar, catcher Darwin Ruiz, and the extra hitter Luis Quintones here in the top of the second for the Dominican Republic. They trail 2-0. The windup and the 1-2 delivery. Swinging a line drive right to second, grabbed by Jorge Barreto for out number one. Ibar lining out to Barreto, who crouched a little bit, caught the ball knee high for the out. One gone here at the top of the second inning, and the catcher Darwin Ruiz will step in, batting on the right hand side. Wearing number 8 reminds me of two former Yankees wearing that number. Lawrence Peter Yogi Berra, 89 years young, and the late Bill Dickey. And a ground ball, a slow roller hit to second. Jorge Barreto up with it. Flips on to first in time to Wilson. Two outs, so Barreto involved with both putouts. Back Bill Dickey's hometown is in the Cal Ripken World Series. Team from the Southwest, Little Rock, Arkansas, who lost today. And number 8, the late Gary Carter, who had some great years with the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets, also wearing number 8. Sadly, he passed away a couple of years ago, battling brain cancer at the age of 57. The delivery, way inside and off the mitt of the catcher, Anderontes. And the count is 1-0 on Luis Quintones, the extra hitter. The Dominican Republic using 10 hitters, while Puerto Rico decided to use the standard 9. You don't have to use the extra hitter if you don't want to, but that is an option that is allowed in the Cal Ripken World Series. The windup by Rodriguez, he delivers. Fastball swung on it, hit foul toward the netting. That will even up the count, 1-1. Full moon still points rising behind the center field wall. As Jenny Rodriguez picks up the rosin bag, now walks toward the rubber. Has his hands together, looks into Adirondes for the sign and the 1-1 delivery. Fastball taken inside, 2 balls and a strike. Puerto Rico on top, 2-0. The Dominican Republic batting in the top of the second. It's a 2-run homer by Yan Luis Ortiz, a drive that went over the wall in left field. Into the motion, Rodriguez, the 2-1 offering. Fastball high and away, 3-1. On deck is Oscar De Los Santos, the left fielder. Now Rodriguez studies the target. He kicks and throws toward the plate. Fastball taken on the outside corner. Strike two. Full count on Quintonius at 3-2. Has to be a delight for these gentlemen traveling all over from other parts of the country and other parts of the world to be here this week. Now the payoff pitch coming home and a swing and a miss. And down goes Quintonius. Strike three and the side is retired. For Gidio Rodriguez, that is strikeout number three. And the Dominican Republic goes down quietly in their half of the second, nothing across. We have played an inning and a half in this final game for tonight here at Aberdeen, Maryland. It is still Puerto Rico 2 and the Dominican Republic nothing. This is the 2014 World Series on SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention it's free? That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at sfmsports.net.
Last half of the second inning. And Brian Cruz will lead it off for Puerto Rico against right-handed Jocelyn De Los Santos, who came on to relieve Justin Portes in the first inning after Puerto Rico took a 2-0 lead. That's where we are in the second. And the fastball to Brian Cruz is off the outside corner, and the count 1-0. It will be Brian Cruz back to the top of the order. The second baseman, Jorge Parento, and the left fielder, Oriol Mendoza, due up for Puerto Rico in the bottom of the second. Wind up, De Los Santos delivers, and his fastball is at the knees, a strike call. 1-1 the count. Joshua De Los Santos has his hands together, looks into Darwin Rodriguez for the sign. He kicks the 1-1. Half swing, popper right towards second, and it's off the glove of the second baseman, Vargas. And on at first is Cruz, and Puerto Rico has a man aboard. An easy soft pop-up. George Bantos, the first baseman, moved to his right, and I believe that Vargas may have been distracted on the play. But still, he tried to catch it only with his gloved hand, and the ball went off the heel of his mitt. That's an easy play, and it should have been caught, but he didn't catch it. Cruz is on first. E4 for scoring. That's the first error for the Dominican Republic, and Jorge Barreto hits a drive deep to left. Way back, will it stay fair? Going. It's a foul ball. Long strike off the bat of Barreto. And the count 0-1. He went after the first pitch, and he got a high fastball, and he jumped all over it. But it is a foul ball. And the count to the Puerto Rico second baseman is no balls and a strike. The infield looking for two as Joshua Del Santos is ready. He stretches. The 0-1 offering. Fastball below the knees. One ball, one strike. Well, it has to be frustrating when you misplay an easy pop-up. But again, I think Vargas might have been distracted when he saw the bigger George Matos come after him. And then he just simply dropped the ball. And Cruz catches a break, and he's aboard with no one out here in the bottom half of the second with Puerto Rico on top, 2-0. Oriel Mendoza's on deck. Now Joshua De Los Santos will go behind the mound. Now gets back on it. He toes the rubber as he looks in for a sign, working from the stretch position. Vargas near the bag at second. Runner goes. Pitch. Fastball high for ball. Play to second. That will not be in time. It is a stolen base for Brian Cruz. And for Puerto Rico, that is their second stolen base of the game. Jorge Barreto is at the plate now. Stole third in the first inning. He doubled the center his first time up, by the way, and scored on the two-run homer by Yan Luis Ortiz, and he barely missed a home run this inning. The 2-1 delivery, fastball high and away for a ball. 3-1 the count. Outfield very deep. Boy, both the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico play deeper outfields compared to the American teams. But they really have respect for their opponents because based on the swings I've seen so far, these young men are capable of hitting it out at any given moment. Here's the stretch by De Los Santos. Joshua deals and a swing and a miss. Get the fastball away from Barreto, who's still ahead on a 3-ball, 2-strike count. Oriel Mendoza, the left fielder, waits on deck. Puerto Rico 2, the Dominican Republic nothing, with Brian Cruz on second with no one out. Off the stretch, Joshua De Los Santos. Now pickoff play at second, not in time. Second baseman Jose Vargas took the throw. The Dominican Republic hoping to bail out Vargas after that easy drop pop-up. Now the 1 second stop, the payoff pitch on the way. Chop foul to the third base side, heading toward the dugout of the Dominican Republic team, and the count will remain at 3-2 on the second baseman Jorge Barreto of Puerto Rico. Near the bag at second again, the second baseman Vargas. Center fielder Ibar almost on the warning track. And the pitch is taken outside for ball four, and Barreto is on base for the second time as he reaches on a walk. Second a walk allowed by Joshua De Los Santos. Fourth walk allowed by Puerto Rico pitching. So runners at first and second with no one out, and the left fielder Oriel Mendoza will step in. He struck out his first time up. Now the center fielder Ibar still on the edge of the warning track, almost next to the wall. Moves toward right center, a couple of steps to his left, and the fastball is swung on and missed by Oriel Mendoza in the count 0-1. Oscar De Los Santos moves over toward left center field. Joshua De Los Santos ready, the 0-1. Lifted foul to the third base side, going past the roof, and that will be out of play. It's 0-2. Stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app. Just search for SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2, then listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. Time called, and Mendoza will step out. Ryan Cruz is on second. He reached on an error. Then he stole second. Jorge Barreto is on first. He walked on a 3-2 pitch. No one out. 0-2 to Mendoza. Puerto Rico batting home half of the second. They lead 2-0. Fastball outside and high for a ball. 1-2. Walk here would load the bases. And on deck, the man who hit the home run. The two-run shot over the wall in left field. Yan Luis Ortiz, Puerto Rico's right fielder. Del Santos trying to dig some dirt out of his spikes, touches the rosin bag, toes the rubber, leans into Ruiz for the sign. Mendoza, who had stepped out, now steps back in. Slightly open stance at the plate. Left-hand batter. Shortstop behind the bag at second. And that's Justin Portes. The pitch and a long drive hit deep to right center. That is way out of here. It's gone. A home run. Senor Oriel Mendoza with a long three-run shot over the wall in right center. That was even hit harder and deeper than the shot. The next batter, Yan Luis Ortiz, had hit. And now Puerto Rico now leads it 5-0.
For Puerto Rico, number 16, Yan Luis.
Still no one out. And the batter will be the right fielder, Yan Luis Ortiz, who had a two-run shot his first time up. Righty against righty. Open stance at the plate. Holds the bat up high. And horizontally in the pitch. Outside for ball. 1-0. Two home runs hit by Puerto Rico. And even though this is their first appearance in Cal Ripken World Series play, they're showing like they've been the veterans. The outfield remains deep and straight away. The 1-0 pitch, fastball outside. 2-0 as Luis Ibar continues to play on the warning track for the Dominican Republic. So that error committed by Jose Vargas really opened up the floodgates for Puerto Rico here in the second inning as they already have a 5-0 lead. They got two in the first and three so far in the second. 2-0 pitch is off the outside corner, ball 3-0. Angel Anarondas, the catcher, waits on deck. Infield deep and spread out. Ferreira guarding the line at third. And the right-hander winds up. Here's the pitch. There's the strike on the outside corner. Ortiz took it all the way, 3-1. That ball must have gone about 25 feet beyond the right center field wall and onto the grass berm. The shot that Mendoza hit. 3-1 pitch, low and away, ball four, and Ortiz walks. Second time he's been on base. Third walk issued by Yasuel De Los Santos to second in a inning. Still no one out as the Puerto Rican team has a runner at first, and the cleanup hitter and catcher Angel Anarondas will step in. He walked his first time up in the first inning. Oriel had an aerial shot when he hit that drive deep to right center field. It was gone when it left the bat. Infield hoping for a double play. Righty against righty. De Los Santos deals. Runner goes. Pitch taken for a strike. No throw as the base runner, Ortiz, steals second uncontested. Two stolen bases in the inning for Puerto Rico. And a third of the game as Anarondas took the pitch for a strike, and it's 0-1. Vargas next to the bag at second. Spinning around, De Los Santos. Pickoff play at second, not in time to Vargas. And Ortiz gets back. It is 9 o'clock on the East Coast here in Maryland. Wherever you're listening in on SFNSports.net, Channel 1. And a bluff towards second, but nothing on. Puerto Rico with a 5-0 lead. They have hit two home runs in this game. Get a hole on the right side of the infield as Joshua De Los Santos leans into Ruiz to Ruiz for the sign. The kick and the delivery. There's a line shot to right center field. That's going to be a base hit, maybe more. Rounding third and heading home is Ortiz. He'll come in to score. On his way to second. Now to Rodgers to throw. They may get him. They do. He's out. Good recovery by the center fielder Ibar. Throwing down to the shortstop, Justin Portes, but coming in to score was Yan Luis Ortiz. So it's a single for Anarondas. Picks up an RBI, and the play at second goes 8-6, so that is the first out of the inning. So four runs have scored for Puerto Rico in the home half of the second. They now lead the Dominican Republic 6-0, and the first baseman, Darnell Wilson, will step in. De Los Santos deals, and the pitch is up high to the big right-hand batter, 1-0. Darnell Wilson walked his first time up in the first inning. Puerto Rico with four hits in the ballgame. They had two in the first, two here in the second. The 1-0 pitch way outside and low, 2-0. Five walks also issued to Puerto Rico, three of them in succession in the first, and two so far here in the second is Joshua De Los Santos. Hasn't been able to do any better than the starting pitcher Justin Portes, who gave up a two-run homer in the first. 1-0 pitch, and a strike is taken on the inside corner by Darnell Wilson. That will even up the count, 1-1 on the Puerto Rico first baseman. Jedeo Rodriguez, who has a commanding 5-0 lead. Stake to a 5-run lead is on deck. Right-hander winds up. He goes back to the plate. Breaking ball, missing low and outside to Darnell Wilson. Ball 2-1. Johan Ferreira near the line at third. George Matos in at first. The 3-1 inside. Ball 4, and Matos walks. He walks for the second time. Four walks issued by Joshua De Los Santos. Three walks in the inning for Puerto Rico. So Darnell Wilson is on first with one man away. Four runs in. Puerto Rico batting, leading the Dominican Republic by the score of 6-0. And the pitcher, Jedeo Rodriguez, will step in. He walked his first time up in the first inning. Now the stretch by the right-hander. And the pitch curveball that slipped out of the hands of Joshua De Los Santos. And Rodriguez had to spin out of the way of the inside pitch, 1-0. A two-run homer by Yan Luis Ortiz in the first. A three-run homer by Oriol Mendoza here in the second. An RBI single by Angel Adirondacks here in the second. And Puerto Rico leads 6-0. Wilson off first, the pitch, and a high drive is hit to deep left field. Oscar De Los Santos going back, and that ball's going, and that one is gone. Another home run. It is 8-0 Puerto Rico here in the second. Boy, Joshua De Los Santos is really being hung out to dry. He has given up two home runs in this inning. Darnell Wilson scores ahead of Rodriguez, so the pitcher helps his own cause with a two-run homer. It is 8-0 in favor of Puerto Rico. They have scored six times here in the second inning. And another conference at the mound. Boy, Puerto Rico with three homers tonight, two of them here in the second inning, and have opened up an 8-0 lead. Manuel Andres Jimenez Cruz, the manager, has to be besides himself. Rough inning for Joshwell De Los Santos, who started the game at short, replacing Justin Portes, who had started for the Dominican Republic in the first inning, giving up that two-run homer to Yan Luis Ortiz. And now the eighth man to come to bat for Puerto Rico. Here in the second inning, John Marcano is at the plate right now. Six runs and three hits, including a pair of home runs in the second inning, and it's 8-0 Puerto Rico. See if there might be any more changes right now. I will pass along to you, and I see Joshua De Los Santos going back on the field again. Very frustrated young man indeed. And I could see De Los Santos is upset, as Johan Ferreira is trying to tell him to try to stay relaxed. You're doing the very best you can. And coming on to pitch now for the Dominican Republic is Luis Ibar, who had been playing in center field. And I will find out and see who the new center fielder is for the Dominican Republic. So Ibar now the third Dominican Republic pitcher in this game. And Justin Portes is now playing center field. And Joshua De Los Santos is back at short. While Luis Ibar is now doing the pitching for the Dominican Republic, as Puerto Rico has gone deep three times in this game. A two-run homer by Yan Luis Ortiz in the first. A three-run homer by Puerto Rico's Oriel Mendoza in the second. And also, Jadiel Rodriguez subsequently hit a two-run homer himself, the pitcher helping his own cause. And it's 8-0 in favor of Puerto Rico, scoring six times to knock out Joshua De Los Santos, who has gone back to the position he started at in tonight's ballgame, and at shortstop. So, Luis Ibar will try to stop the bleeding right now. So the outfield now of the Dominican Republic features Oscar De Los Santos in left, Justin Portes in center, and Edwin Perez still in right field. John Marcano, the third baseman, batting for the second time. He struck out his first time up in the first inning. Puerto Rico 8, the Dominican Republic nothing. Still in the second inning. The Dominican Republic in danger of that 10-run rule. As Johan Ferreira remains deep and next to the line at third. Now the windup by Ibar, and he delivers, and a bouncing ball to short, taken by Jaswell De Los Santos. He sets, fires on the first, just in time to George Montos. Good play by Jaswell De Los Santos. At least he didn't let his poor pitching affect his defense, and he throws out Marcano, just getting him. Jaswell De Los Santos with a very strong arm at short. So 2 minutes away, and the center fielder, Yamil Munoz, will step in. He flies to center field. His first time up. He is the ninth man to bat for Puerto Rico here in the second inning. The windup by the right hander, Ibar, he delivers. And a one-hop in the second, taken out by Vargas. The play to first is just in time to Montos. 4-3 put out, side retired, but not before. Puerto Rico sent nine batters to the plate here in the second. They picked up six runs. There were a total of three hits. There were three walks. One error, that was a big one, and no one left on base. And the score at the end of two from Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland, it is now Puerto Rico 8 and the Dominican Republic nothing. We're back after this. You are listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series at sfnsports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Third inning, a couple of defensive changes for Puerto Rico. Jadiel Rodriguez, who started and hit a two-run homer the previous inning, has now moved from the pitcher's mound to third base. And coming in to pitch now for Puerto Rico, and that is Melon Sierra. So Sierra coming on to do the pitching for Puerto Rico as the Dominican Republic comes to bat here in the top of the third inning. They really have their work cut out for them. They're behind the eight ball at the moment. And speaking of eight, that's how many runs Puerto Rico has. And that's The amount of runs we have so far in this game is Puerto Rico's leading the Dominican Republic by the count of 8-0. Oscar De Los Santos, the left fielder, will step in to lead things off. He'll be followed by the first baseman, George Matos, and the second baseman, Jose Vargas. Here in the third was Vargas, who dropped that fly ball that opened up the floodgates for a six-run Puerto Rico second. De Los Santos, right-hand batter, batting for the first time. Wind up and the pitch on the way. Fastball by Sierra's outside, ball one. So, Genio Rodriguez went the first couple of innings, give up no runs, no hits. Struck out two and walked one. And the pitcher swung on and missed. One ball, one strike on Oscar De Los Santos. Outfield deep, but not as deep as the Dominican Republic's outfield is. And the fastball is inside for a ball, two and one. Now the kick. Sierra delivers, swing and a miss. Sinking fastball. Two balls, two strikes to Oscar De Los Santos. Now the moon is moving a little bit toward right center field. Wind up and the 2-2, swing and a foul ball, back and out of play. It's hard to believe it had been 45 years and 3 weeks since man was on the moon for the very first time in world history. July 20th, 1969. The next pitch is hit foul to the right side, now to play. The Apollo 11 crew, led by the late Neil Armstrong, who made his first step on the moon. The 2-2. Low and it gets away from the catcher, Almirantes, and the count is 3-2. He yielded out the magic words. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. He put an American flag on the moon, and I'm sure it's been there ever since. Wonder what condition that flag is in now. Ground bullet back to the mound, taken by Melon Sierra. His flip to first is in time to Darnell Wilson. De Los Santos out on a 1-3 play, one away, and the first baseman George Matos will step in. Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins were involved as far as the Apollo 11 unit headed toward the moon. Flight started on July 16th, and it ended on July 20th. Pitch is swung on and missed to the count of 1-1. 45 years ago last month, hard to believe. That seemed like many moons, pardon the pun, many moons ago, which it really was. 0-1, swing and a miss on a high fastball, nothing two. Jose Vargas, the second baseman on deck. Now the windup and the 0-2 and the breaking ball low and outside. One ball, two strikes. The infield back deep and spread out for Puerto Rico. The pitch and a swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Matos goes down on strikes. Ball dropped by Anorades, but he tags out Matos. 2 minutes away, and that's the first strikeout for Melon Sierra. And the second baseman, Jose Vargas, will step in. He'll bat for the first time. It was Ryan Cruz with that soft pop-up to second. That was dropped by Cruz that opened up the floodgates for a big six-run inning for Puerto Rico. Cruz eventually scored on a three-run homer by Oriel Mendoza. And then later on the inning, Genio Rodriguez, who's now playing third. He started as the pitcher, hit a two-run shot. And the pitch is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Now the delivery. Slider, and the miss is low and away, and it's 2-0. Pitch on the way. Slider low and away. Three balls and no strikes. Wind up 3-0 delivery. Way outside, ball four. And Vargas works out a walk. So a two-out walk issued by Melon Sierra. And back to the top of the order, and the center fielder, Justin Portes, who's played as a shortstop and also pitch, will step in. He struck out, but went to first on a wild pitch in the first and was caught stealing on the 2-6 play in the first inning. The stretch, Sierra deals way outside and off the mitt of the catcher, Adorantes. Now it bounces off toward the backstop, and he fields it. The throw to second, not in time. That'll be a wild pitch charge to Malin Sierra, enabling Vargas to go to second. So the Dominican Republic needs a base hit of some kind, trying to get at least a run to increase their morale. They trail 3-0, or 8-0 rather, here in the third. It's 1-0 on the batter, Portes, and he grounds one through the hole between third and short. Base hit going out of the left field. Oriel Mendoza will play it back into short. So Portes singles to left field. And for the Dominican Republic, that is their first hit of the ball game, as Vargas will stop at second. So runners at first and second for the Dominican Republic with two men out and Joshua De Los Santos, who had been pitching, but back to shortstop stepping in. He walked his first time up. Gave up a pair of home runs in the second. And look out, the pitch hits him, and now the bases are loaded. So after starting off rather well, Malin Sierra is in a pickle. He had walked Jose Vargas, who went to second on a wild pitch. And Portes had singled to left field. And now De Los Santos hit by a pitch. Bases are loaded with two men out. And now Edwin Perez has a chance to do something. So Puerto Rico does not want to do is allow any momentum to change right now with them being up and staked to an 8-run lead. All they need is one more out to keep it an 8-0 ball game. Edwin Perez struck out his first time up in the first inning.
Edwin Perez.
So, Roberto Lopez, the manager for Puerto Rico, trying to sell down Sierra, and the pitch to Perez is taken for a strike in the count of 1-1. 8-0 Puerto Rico. They have homered three times in this game, but the Dominican Republic with the bases loaded. Ground ball to short. Taken now by the shortstop, Cruz. Flips on to Barreto for a 6-4 force out, and Malin Sierra, who dug a hole, is able to dig out of it here in the third. The Dominican Republic threatens but failed to score. No runs, one hit, no errors, a walk, a hit bounceman, and three left on. So, at the end of 2.5 from Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland, it is still Puerto Rico 8 and the Dominican Republic nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series, listened on SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
We go now to the bottom half of the third. Puerto Rico batting against Luis Ibar, who came on relief for the Dominican Republic in the previous inning, and Puerto Rico with an 8-0 lead. And leading off for Puerto Rico will be Brian Cruz. It was he that hit that pop-up that was dropped by Jose Vargas that opened up the floodgates for a 6-run second for Puerto Rico. After him will be the second baseman Jorge Barreto and left fielder Oriel Mendoza. We have the 9-1 and 2 men coming up to bat for Puerto Rico here in the bottom half of the third inning. Cruz, left-hand batter, the outfield deep and toward the right. Oscar De Los Santos almost is in left center field. And Justin Portes almost playing on the warning track at right center. The way Puerto Rico has been hitting the ball, you certainly can't blame the Dominican Republic for being in that kind of situational positioning. The delivery and the fastball is swung on, and this one's popped up on the left side of the infield. The shortstop, Joswell De Los Santos, is there. He's got it, one away. First ball swinging. Brian Cruz pops out to the shortstop, De Los Santos. One away, and now the second baseman, Jorge Barreto, will step in. He doubled to center, stole a base, and eventually scored on the two-run homer by Yan Luis Ortiz in the first that gained Puerto Rico a 2-0 lead. He also walked and scored on a three-run homer by Oriel Mendoza in the second. So it was Ortiz, Mendoza, and Rodriguez all hitting home runs for Puerto Rico. And they had men on base, a two-run homer by Ortiz, a three-run shot by Mendoza, and a two-run homer by Rodriguez. Here's the pitch to the right-hand batter, slider. And that misses the outside corner to Barreto, ball one. Now, Portes very deep in center. Looks like he's almost ready to talk to the fans that are beyond the grass berm, leading almost all over the wall. The pitch, fastball, taken up high, 2-0. And I see some of them showing some signs. The only thing is, it easily reflects off the light. If it starts distracted batter, I think the umpire will ask some of the fans to take those placards down, keep them down. Fastball, strike in the inside corner. 2-1 the count on Barreto. Oriel Mendoza, the left fielder, on deck. So Barreto having a fine ninth. The windup, Ibar delivers. Change up, and that gets the inside corner. Taken for strike two, 2-2 the count. The Dominican Republic has used three pitchers in this game. Puerto Rico has used two, and the 2-2 pitch is low and outside. Full count to Barreto, and three balls and two strikes. Now the right-hander, Ibar, with the slow windup, the payoff pitch on the way, swung on and fouled at the plate. Barreto still live at 3-2. Crowd a little bit quiet here at Cal Ripken's Senior's Yard. The game prior to this one, the Pacific Southwest team of Hanford, California, won over Danbury, Connecticut, team from New England, 3-2. Pitch outside the low, ball four. And Barreto walks for the second straight time. First walk allowed by the right-hander, Luis Ibar. So on at first is Barreto with one away, and the left fielder, Oriel Mendoza, will step in. He struck out in the first and hit a long three-run home run over the wall at right center in the second inning. It was on a 1-2 pitch. The stretch. Ibar delivers, runner goes, pitches outside for a ball. No throw down to second as Jorge Barreto steals his second base tonight. He stole third back in the first. And for Puerto Rico, that is the fourth stolen base that they have had in this ballgame thus far. So Barreto in scoring position at second with one away. The count, 1-0 Mendoza. Bottom of the third, Puerto Rico batting, leading the Dominican Republic 8-0. The delivery, fastball taken way outside. It's 2-0. Yan Luis Ortiz, the right fielder for Puerto Rico, is on deck. Shortstop, Joswell De Los Santos near the bag at second now, playing in front of the bag at second as the right-hander Ibar is ready. 2-0 pitch coming home. Fastball up high, and Ibar has been all over the place. He's behind on Mendoza, 3-0. Puerto Rico has walked a total of six times in this game. They've been very patient at the plate. 3-0 pitch way outside and high, make it walk number seven as Mendoza gets on base for the second time. Back-to-back walks issued by Luis Ibar. Here in the third inning, runners at first and second for Puerto Rico. One out, they have an 8-0 lead. Yan Luis Ortiz will be the batter. Once again, a conference is at the mound for the Dominican Republic. All week, the best youth baseball players from around the world are playing for a spot in Championship Weekend. This coming Friday, Championship Weekend coverage kicks off with the U.S. Championship at 5 p.m. That's on Friday, August 15th, followed by the International Championship at 7:30 p.m. These are Eastern times, by the way. Then we will broadcast the World Championship 1 week from tonight, Saturday, August 16th at 6:45 Eastern time. You can get the schedule, scores, and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfnsports.net. Juan Luis Ortiz batting with two on and one out. Ibar stretches. He deals. Swung on. Hit high in the air to right center field. Racing in. Going to his right. And dropping the ball as he tried to make a sliding catch is Perez. Around third and heading home is Barreto. He'll come in to score. Going to third and holding there is Mendoza. Ortiz on second. That's the throw. Got away, and it's backed up by the first baseman, Montos. I believe that's got to be an error, even though the right fielder, Perez, had a long run for that one. He slid, and then he couldn't hang on to it. So a run comes in. As Barreto comes in to score, Mendoza to third, and Ortiz to second, and now Puerto Rico leads 9-0. Now, Angel Abranes will step in. Wonked, he singled and trying to stretch. Single into a double, but was thrown out on the next six play in the second inning. He also knocked in a run when he scored Yan Luis Ortiz from second base. 9-0 lead for Puerto Rico. Runners at first and second. Pitch, there's a ground ball to third, a foul ball and out of play. 0-1 the count. Boy, it's been a rough night for Dominican Republic pitching. Second error committed by the Dominican Republic in this game. Vargas near the bag at second. The delivery slider. Take it outside for a ball. 1-1. Now we're almost in danger of the 10-run rule. And Puerto Rico just getting somebody to loosen up right down their bullpen for the moment. And I see a young fan racing from right field to left field with the Puerto Rican flag. One and one, the count to Ambranis with runners at second to third. The pitch, ground ball hit to shortstop. Taken by De Los Santos. A run will score. Throw to first. And that is in time. Could have a mercy rule here. So in the score is Oriel Mendoza. And Ortiz goes to third. It's a 10-0 lead for the team from Puerto Rico as Angel Alvarez grounds out to short and picks up his second RBI. And with two men out, it brings up the first baseman, Darnell Wilson, who has walked twice and scored a run. And he takes the pitch outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Puerto Rico batting in the bottom half of the third. Pitch on the way, and the breaking ball is down low, and that gets away from the catcher, Ruiz. It'll go to the backstop. And coming in to score is Juan Luis Ortiz. So three runs have been plated home by Puerto Rico, and now they lead 11-0. Like there might have been a pass ball charge to Ruiz. It seemed like that was a playable ball on that pitch. 1-0 on Darnell Wilson, and the bases are now empty. Two men out as Puerto Rico has scored three times here in the bottom half of the third. They lead the Dominican Republic 11-0. Now the right-hander Ortiz, or I should say Ibar, rather, is ready, and he deals, and it's outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Outfield remains deep and straight away. Three home runs for Puerto Rico tonight as Ibar has the sign. Now the pitch. Inside and low for a ball. 3-0 the count. Jediel Rodriguez, who's had one of the three home runs for Puerto Rico tonight, is on deck. So the moon not favoring the Dominican Republic any, as Puerto Rico's hit some moon shots of their own, three of them. Three home runs tonight, leading 11-0. 3-1 pitch swung on and fouled off. Count is full at 3-2 on Darnell Wilson, the first baseman for Puerto Rico. He's the sixth man to bat for Puerto Rico here in the third. Puerto Rico sent nine batters to the plate in the second when they had their big six-run inning, when they hit a couple of home runs. The 3-2 pitch. Ground ball fouled on the third base side. Backhanded by Ferreira. Foul ball. Throws the ball back to the pitcher Ibar, and the count will hold at 3-2. Right hand to Wines. The 3-2 delivery. In there for a call. Strike three. Struck him out. So that is the first strikeout for Ibar, but Puerto Rico added three more runs. There were no hits, two walks, one error, and no one left. At the end of three, it is now Puerto Rico 11, the Dominican Republic nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
New pitcher coming on for Puerto Rico. Edgar Velasquez now pitching for Puerto Rico as we move to the fourth inning. Dominican Republic trailing this one 11-0. This is a 10-run rule. I believe this is their last chance to try to do something here. As Johan Ferreira lead it off for the Dominican Republic. Been up one time and grounded out to third in the first inning. Edgar Velasquez touches Rosa back, has to sign now, winds up and deals. Swing and a miss on a blazing fastball. Boy, that was heat in the count 0-1. It'll be Johan Ferreira, the pitcher Luis Ibar, and the catcher Darwin Ruiz for the Dominican Republic here in the top of the fourth. They trail 11-0. And the 0-1 pitch, and the slider misses low and outside. One ball, one strike. Next pitch, and a fastball catches the outside corner, 1-2. Got some games on tap tomorrow as we continue on with our coverage, courtesy of SFNSports.net. The outfield straight away, and the 1-2 pitch is on the way. Look out, changeup slipped out of the hands of Velasquez, missed inside, 2-2. It'll be Mid-Atlantic and Southeast here at Cal Seniors Yard. That'll be on SFMSports.net, Channel 1. The pitch, fastball on the outside corner for a call, strike three, struck him out. And Ferreira is now 0 for 2 in this game, one away, and that's the first strikeout for Edgar Velasquez. And the opposing pitcher, Luis Ibar, will step in. He lined out to second base. His first time up in the second inning. Over at Nationals Field, it'll be New England and Southwest. New England did play early today and lost to the Pacific Southwest team 3-2 as the pitch is fouled back. And the count 0-1. 12:30, New Zealand against Mexico here at Cal Senior Yard at Nationals Field. Korea at Puerto Rico. Now the pitch and a chopper to short. Waiting for the hop, Brian Cruz. He has it on the first in time to Darnell Wilson. Ibar's retired, 6-3 put out, 2 minutes away. Darwin Ruiz will step in. At 3 o'clock here at Cal Senior Yard, Australia will take on Canada. Australia won their game over Mexico today by a score of 11-3. And the Dominican Republic will be back at it tomorrow at 3 o'clock to take on Japan. They want to put this game behind them. Pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch is... time called by Ruiz, and now he steps in. He grounded to second his first time up. Wind up by Velasquez. He delivers, and the breaking ball is on the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. Last two games on tap, both at Cal Senior Yard, Pacific Southwest against Pacific Northwest at 5:30, and then Harvard County takes on Ohio Valley at 8 o'clock. Harvard County won last night over Mid-Atlantic team from Bear, Delaware by a score of 5-1. Pitch is a strike in the outside corner, 1-2. 11-0 in favor of Puerto Rico. Dominican Republic batting in the top of the fourth, 2 outs, nobody on. The pitch, breaking ball, grounded to third. Up of the ball, Rodriguez, and the throw to first, and it's in time. Good stretch by Darnell Wilson. And this one is over because of the 10-run rule. The Dominican Republic had a chance, but unfortunately, they knew they had a tall order. And the team for Puerto Rico making their first appearance of the Cal Ripken World Series wins it tonight by a score of 11-0. Boy, that throw by Rodriguez nearly pulled Wilson off the bag, but Wilson with a good stretch. And the fourth for Dominican Republic, 3 up and 3 down, back with a final comment and summaries in just a moment. So the final score in the finale of this participating play today from Cal Senior Yard. Again, after 3.5, it ends because of the 10-run rule. It was Puerto Rico 11 and the Dominican Republic nothing. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Well, because of the 10-run rule, here fireworks going off to the background here at Cal Seniors Yard. I believe that the game over at neighboring Ripken Stadium is over because of the Aberdeen Ironbirds playing Vermont tonight, but here at Cal Seniors Yard, Puerto Rico making their first appearance in the Cal Ripken World Series, wins it tonight 11-0. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin. Here are the line scores for Puerto Rico, 11 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They'll have 3 runners on base. For the Dominican Republic, no runs, One hit, two errors. He left four runners on base. The winner is Jediel Rodriguez, I should say. And the loser, starter Justin Portes. And the time of the game was an hour and 41 minutes. Again, because of the 10-run rule, Puerto Rico had one more chance in the fourth, and they lose tonight 11-0. The big highlights in the first inning, a two-run homer by Yan Luis Ortiz. And in the second inning, when Puerto Rico got six runs, a three-run homer by Oreo Mendoza, an RBI single by Angel Andoranis, and a two-run homer by Jediel Rodriguez. And then in the third inning, a big, big error by the right fielder Edwin Perez led to two runs. And then a ground out RBI by Angel Andoranis made it an 11-0 ball game, and that's how things ended, with Puerto Rico winning their very first game of the Cal Ripken World Series. So I'll be back, and we'll take another break, and we'll wrap things up. Talk about tomorrow's festivities in a moment. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back, everybody, as the fireworks continue in the background from neighboring Ripken Stadium. So Puerto Rico wins it tonight by a score of 11-0. That includes the games for today on tap for the Cal Ripken World Series. Try and see if we can get all the scores. As I mentioned, Prince George's County of Maryland State defeated a team from the Southwest region, Little Rock, Arkansas, 11-3. And a game you heard prior to this one, it was Hanford, California, the team of the Pacific Southwest, defeating the New England team from Danbury, Connecticut by the score of 5-2. Over at Nationals Field, it was Australia over Mexico, 6-2. Early today at Cal Senior's Yard, it was the Denver team, the team of the Midwest Plains. They defeated Ohio Valley team of Homewood, Illinois by the score of 12-5. Two-time defending World Series champion Japan defeated Canada 11-1. It was the Republic of Korea over New Zealand who made their first Cal Ripken World Series appearance at Nationals Field today by the count of 10-0. Of course, last night, Harvard County team from Hickory, Maryland, defeated Bear, Delaware by the score of 5-1. So that is it as far as the games are concerned. The first game on tap will be tomorrow. It'll be at 10 o'clock. Paul Taylor will have the pregame show at 9:50 on SFMSports.net Channel 1. It'll be the Southeast team that will be taking on the Mid-Atlantic team, the team that lost last night to Harvard County by a score of 5-1. And I'll be on hand to bring the play-by-play for the first of three straight games. Same Puerto Rican team who really won big tonight. That was changed in the schedule. I was giving you the old schedule, as a matter of fact. Games on tap for Sunday, August 10th. They made some changes, by the way. And it's, again, the team. It'll be the Southwest team hosting the New England team at Seniors Yard at 10 o'clock. At Nationals Field, I should say. And Middle Atlantic taking on Southeast. New Zealand taking on Mexico at 12:30. And it'll be Republic of Korea taking on Puerto Rico at Nationals Field at 12:30. Australia and, of course, Canada will be meeting at 3 o'clock at Cal Senior Field. And the Dominican Republic will take on Japan at 3 o'clock at Nationals Field. Pacific Southwest team will take on the Pacific Northwest at 5:30. Cal Seniors Yard will have Hartford County and Ohio Valley at 8 o'clock. So all the games here at Cal Seniors Yard will take place over SFNSports.net Channel 1. And the games at Nationals Field will take place on SFNSports.net Channel 2. I'll be covering the games at 12:30, 3 o'clock and 5:30. I apologize for the noise in the background as the fireworks are continuing to be shot off from neighboring Ripken Stadium. Right beyond the Residence Inn Hotel, which is designed like Camden Yards. And that's beyond the right field wall of Cal Seniors Yard. And, of course, Tara Telenek will take on the in-clock game for play-by-play. At 10 o'clock tomorrow, it'll be Mitch Gerber taking on the play-by-play for the game. And then at 12:30, Zach will take on Japan at Republic of Korea, and Kara Delanek will take on the game between Southwest and New England at 3 o'clock. So thanks to our executive producer, Steve Flendenin, and thank you, the fans, for sharing your Saturday with us. So the final score once again, ladies and gentlemen, it was the team from the country of Puerto Rico defeating team from the Dominican Republic 11-0. Game went just 3.5 innings due to the 10-run rule. And you've been listening to a presentation of the 2014 World Series on Cal, the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series over SFNSports.net. You make it a great night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow from the ballpark.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net for audio archives, video interviews, and the latest updates from the Cal Ripken World Series.